Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. This week, we're bringing you highlights from Radio Love Fest, WNYC's recent festival at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. If you missed it, you can hear performances from Hamilton Lighthouser of the Walkmen and the Brooklyn band San Fermin. They're both at soundcheck.org. Comedian and former Daily Show correspondent Wyatt Cenac also joined us on stage. He's got a new comedy album coming out this fall, on vinyl only, and it's called Brooklyn. He performed a live stand-up set for us, and heads up, we've bleeped some explicit language.
Thank you. There's no way I'll live up to that. I take the subway a lot. I like taking the subway. I feel like you take the subway every now and again. I'll be waiting for the train, and the train will pull in, and there'll be one empty car. And if you've lived in New York for more than 3 days, you know, don't go into the empty car, because it smells. But every now and again, I'll find an empty car, and it won't stink. And I'll get really excited, and I'll just go inside it, and I'll hang out all day. I'll just clear my schedule and just take it. Just live there. Because just at this point, it's really the only Manhattan real estate I can afford. And I've been on TV. But I'll just hang out, and it'll be great. I'll just have fun, and like I'll practice spinning around on those poles. Just because one of these days I am going to audition to be in one of those subway dance groups. Those kids that dance on the train, I always wonder if they also do that on airplanes. It's like, it's showtime, it's showtime! I can usually keep an empty subway car to myself for a few stops. People won't get in. It's one of the benefits of looking like homeless Tiger Woods. I like an empty train car, crowded one. I don't like a crowded train car because it just, everybody's bumping into you and just, you never know what's going to happen. I'm always afraid to doze off on a crowded train. And it used to be I didn't want to doze off and wake up and miss my stop. And now it's, oh, I don't want to doze off and wake up and find myself on someone's Instagram feed. When did we all turn into f***ing shitty-ass spies just trying to take pictures of each other? You can't see this. Yes, I can. Nobody checks their email with a flash. Just rude, all these little snarky spies everywhere. Like, for all the people who were upset about the NSA invading our privacy, at least the NSA never took a picture of, like, a pregnant lady who fell asleep in her groceries and then put some comment on there like, nom, nom, nom. People assume I smoke a lot of pot because I talk kind of slow and I look like a high school jazz teacher. We're going to skip today's lesson on active notation. And I'm going to tell you about that time I smoked Moroccan hash with Gil Scott Heron. Everybody assumes I smoke a lot of pot. Assumes it to the point that I'll do shows sometimes and people will show up after the show and hand me pot as though they were handing Gatorade to a marathon runner. Like, he needs it. He's going to cramp up without it. I was in San Francisco. I did a show in San Francisco. And after the show, this guy brought me a Ziploc bag, like a gallon-sized Ziploc freezer bag, filled to the brim with weed, which is a really generous burden to place on me. Because I don't live in San Francisco. So now I have 3 days to move a ton of weed. You know what's fun? Being a somewhat recognizable TV personality turned drug dealer.
Oh, wow, man. Things really fell apart for you after The Daily Show. Give me an eighth.
I live in Brooklyn. It's very cool to be here. Yeah. That's called pandering. I have a stoop. I'd never had a stoop before. I like having a stoop. I like to sit on my stoop and watch people go by. I was on my stoop recently, and there was this woman, a mother, and she was pushing her kids in a stroller. She had a little one who was in the stroller, and there was another kid who was hanging off the back of the stroller, like on a little sissy bar, like they make little sissy bars for strollers now. So he's hanging off the back, and he was like a little kid. I don't know how old he was. I try not to be good at guessing a child's age, because it just, as a single guy with no children, I just feel like I don't want to be the guy that's like, no, that's an 8-year-old. Yeah. I'm certain, just turned. So I don't know, he was like a little kid. He was like, he couldn't drive. He was like little. And he's hanging off the back of the stroller, and he's screaming his head off. And he's just screaming. He's like, I want to go back where we were. I want to go back where we were. And I'm watching this, and I was like, wow. This little kid feels really strongly about gentrification. Stay strong, little soldier. And he's just like, I want to go back where we were. And his mother's like, Alexander, stop it. Stop it, Alexander. And he's like, I want to go back where we were. And then he just goes dead weight and just falls down on the sidewalk right in front of my stoop. And he's just there. And he does that thing that kids do when they realize, like, words aren't going to solve this, so let's make this a feat of strength. He's just laying there, and his mother just looks at him, and she's just like, bye, Alexander.
Bye. Leaving you. And goes all the way home.
And she ain't lived next door. She lived, like, 8 doors down. And the whole way, bye, Alexander, bye-bye. Just leaves, goes into her apartment, just goes inside and leaves Alexander with me. I'm just looking at this kid. I'm like, this is not how Batman got Robin. I know this. And this kid, he's just there screaming his head off. I want to go back where we were. Only other person on the sidewalk is a construction worker. Construction worker walks out. He looks at me, I look at him, we're just kind of looking at each other. At some point, like, I don't know what's supposed to happen here. Do we just become the prototypical Brooklyn blended family? Like, he goes inside. Now it's just me and Alexander. Alexander's still yelling, but now he's not as passionate. He's gotten a rock and he's kind of drawing on the concrete. And he's just like, I want to go back where we were. It was like, go, go, you win. You win, go. And I want to leave, and I'm like, I can't leave because it's just him and me. Like, I'm the only person keeping this kid from running through traffic because, like, I don't know where his mom is. Like, and I'm just now, like, watching this kid, and finally, after, like, 15 minutes, his mother finally comes out of the house, comes down the street, and just like, Alexander, come on. Just picks him up and drags him home. Never looked at me to say thank you for babysitting my child. Didn't like offer me money or anything. Just like, that's not how you make a nanny. Like, you don't just find a brown person who's free at 2 on a Tuesday. Just hand him, like, make sure he eats his carrots. It's terrible. It's also, I read, it's bad to do that to children. It's bad if you're like, bye, I'm leaving you. I'm leaving you. Like, it's bad to do that because it breeds mistrust. Like, they wind up with trust issues. But more importantly, at some point, they'll get older, and then they'll take you someplace like an old folks home. And they'll be like, bye, I'm leaving you. All right, guys, thank you very much. This has been a lot of fun.
That was comedian Wyatt Cenac with a live stand-up set from Radio Love Fest at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. You can hear more from that entire live show, including sets from Hamilton Lighthouser and the band San Fermin, at soundcheck.org. And if you've always wanted to see Soundcheck live, well, you've got another chance coming up on Friday, July 11th. Join Soundcheck in the Green Space to see the Argentine singer-songwriter Juana Molina play live, along with the psychedelic salsa band La Mecánica Popular. As an added bonus, you get a free beer with your ticket. For more information about the show, visit wnyc.org/thegreenspace. That does it for this podcast, but make sure to check out our archives of live performances, in-studio videos, exclusive music previews, and much more at soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.